So this is Space Kate, and I'm actually in Belgium at the moment. I've come for the first ever European Space Up, and it's very exciting. I went to my first Space Up in San Diego. It was actually run by the founder of Space Up, and now I'm here in Europe. Yay, Europe! We've done it. And there's so many interesting people here. I've just bumped into Yip, and she has this box full of what look like energy drinks, and I was almost hoping they were, because there's been so much going on, I could do something to wake me up a bit. But you've got a box of tins of empty tins of tomatoes and some what look like Red Bull sized cans. What are you doing other than clearing up?
Hi, I was making pinhole cameras to make solographs. And solographs are, you make a half year exposure and you'll get to see the sun cross the sky every day again and again and again. And because the sun is lower in the sky in the winter and high up in the summer, you will see the sun go up every day. And you will get a picture of the scenery with all the passes of the sun during half that year.
So I think I've seen pictures like this before, and it will be sort of some scenery, and then you have like these kind of bright lines, which is where the sun has been and sort of exposed on the paper. Then you have a whole build-up of them in like a little hill, and they're really beautiful. And you're saying that you can make one of those with, what, some tins and a pin?
Yeah, you need tins and a pin and some photosensitive paper, which you put inside. Mm-hmm. And because it's a half-year exposure, the photosensitive paper will turn black and brown by itself. You won't have to develop anything after half a year. And it's really easy. So I think everybody should make one. It's really nice to do.
So can we make one now? Is it that easy?
Yeah, it's that easy. I've all the stuff with me.
Let's do it. Can we? Let's go. What do we have? Right, so to make a pinhole solograph camera. Right, so I've got my one can that looks like it could have had an energy drink in it. Okay, got that.
You want to think about where you want to make your hole, because the image inside of the can will be turned upside down. When you put a hole halfway, you get the horizon of your image will be halfway of your picture, but when your paper is not big enough, you won't be able to see the highest point of the sun during the summer. When you want your image to have all the orbits of the sun, you want your hole a bit higher in the can, so it will turn lower on the negative, and then it will appear in your image.
Okay, so can in hand, which is the top and which is the bottom? How do I know?
This is the bottom, yeah.
So you've helpfully put a label on the bottom there. So the bottom is the end that doesn't have a hole in the top of it.
I made up a seal with the tomato can because it fits perfectly. It's easy, but you can make other seals as well. Oh, wait for the paper to go inside.
I'm too eager. I was just checking how well it fitted, that was all. So do we put the paper in before we put the hole, or do we put the hole and then the paper?
You want to be careful not to put the paper over the hole. So you want to feel the hole on the inside, mm-hmm. and put the paper, curl it around in the can.
So this is special photosensitive paper, so we obviously don't want to get that in the light because it would just overexpose the whole thing. So what are we going to use the special... you've got one of these kind of things. It's almost like a dark coat, and you reach in through the armholes and fiddle around. I remember my dad used to have one for his photography stuff. So
yeah, because it's half-year exposure, a little bit of light pollution won't be a problem. But I'm not sure what these lights will do. So to be safe, we don't want to have our picture spoiled after a half year. So mm-hmm. We'll do it in this bag. But at home, it's very easy to make a dark room. You don't have to have 100% darkness.
And is this special photo paper or just any photo paper that you can buy?
You want black and white photo paper, and the satin or matte is best, because when you have the shining photo paper, you will get light bouncing around in the can.
Okay, so matte black and white photo paper. All right, so I'm going to put this recorder down for a second, and let's see. Right, I'm going to take a pin, take a blue one, and that's the bottom. So I want to have all of the sunrises and sunsets, so I want to put the whole...
The photo paper we are using is 12 centimeters.
Yep.
So you want to stay below that.
Okay, yep.
So somewhere between the middle and the 12 centimeters.
So the higher I do it, the more I will get of this.
Yeah.
So I'm going to... If you hear me yelp, that's because I've... Oh, okay, now I've got it. Whoop. Okay.
Now before you put the photo paper in, you want to close the hole.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to start your picture on the right moment. Now it's the...
Yeah, I don't want the light.
The shortest day of the year.
Uh-huh.
That's the best day this half year to start your image, or the longest day. So
just around Christmas then?
Yeah, the 21st or the 22nd of December. Mm-hmm. And after half a year, you can take it down or put up another one if you like.
Cool. Okay, so I've got my pin. We've sealed the hole with a bit of sticky tape. So now we have to shuffle around in the inside-out coat thing.
Right.
Okay.
You want me to do it, or you want to do it to yourself?
Oh, I'll just do it. Can I do it?
Yeah.
But you trust me?
I will. Yeah, sure. I will take one sheet out.
Okay. I'll let you do the technical things. So because I've made this hole with a pin, I can feel it on the inside of the can. So when I'm putting the paper in, I just have to make sure I'm not... not covering the hole. Well, there you go.
I wonder what that sounded like.
That probably made you jump. So that was my phone just falling into a box of tomato cans. Perhaps we should just press pause while we do this bit. We'll be back. Okay, well, while I put my hands in this coat thing, I'm going to pass you over to Yip, and she will hopefully give me instructions on what to do as I'm feeling around in the dark here. So, over to you. Put my hands in here. So.
Well, normally you'll do this in a darkened room, so there won't be any problem seeing the hole in the can.
Okay, well, I can feel it. So, there's the paper. Right, I've got the paper. Shiny side up. And I just have to roll.
And when you want to have some more light in a dark room, you can use red light from a bicycle, mm-hmm. or something. Again, it doesn't have to be real photographic stuff.
I've lost it in the can. Oh, there it is. Okay, sorry, that's me being silly. Right, I can now feel the edges of it. And
you want to put it on the downside of the can so it won't shift.
On the bottom, okay. Okay, my hole is not covered. My photographic paper is in the can. Now I've got to find the tomato lid. That on the top, perfect. Okay, so now it's safe. This can come.
Now it's safe. It can come out.
It can come out of the bag.
Whoop. Oh, you can use the
Oh, I could do that, but no. I'm doing it the difficult way. There we go.
Oh. Have some more tape so the tomato can will be really, really tight.
Okay. And that's it. We've made a Solargraf pinhole camera.
Yeah.
Wow. This is so easy. And I've seen your pictures that you've... And did you take those? You didn't take those pictures with these, did you?
Yes, I did.
Wow. Okay,
it's just
right.
A half-year exposure.
So I need to find... How do I keep it? Where should I put it?
Yeah, think about it. Think about it well. You want to put it in a nice spot where you don't want people to take it down.
Mm-hmm.
You can also put a card on it with your phone number, maybe, if you put it in a public place.
Mm-hmm.
And really be careful when you're using public places.
I think my back garden will have to
Yeah.
be. So maybe I should fix it to the wall or something so that I don't. It doesn't get knocked or tripped over or...
You don't want to... It doesn't have to move during half a year.
Mm-hmm.
So tape it tight.
Tightly. Yeah, okay. And hopefully it won't rain or get in the hole. Okay.
Rain won't be any problem. The hole is so tiny, there won't be any rain inside. And even when it does get wet inside, the photographic paper can handle it.
So... When you said Solargraf, that sounds really technical, and now I'm holding two cans and a bit of sticky tape that's going to take me a wonderful picture. That is really cool, and I think it's a really nice idea. If people want to find out more, or if people want to build their own, do you have a website that they can look at?
At the moment, my website is mainly Dutch, so that's a problem, but there are some other people putting up really nice information.
Well, I can write one in English, and we can link to you, but... In case people are out there who speak Dutch.
I will make a translation of the educational material I have made, but it will take a few months before it's up. And there's this really nice guy, Justin Quinnell. He has a YouTube video of how to make one. So Google it and you'll know.
Perfect. Thank you ever so much. That's been great. And I shall now blog about how to do this with pictures.